Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hahn, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, the angry black woman. Some say that the image of the angry black woman is exploited in the media. People associate and identify these images as representations of the black female. Maybe some black women have a reason and a right to be angry. Are all black females being stereotyped as angry? Webster's Dictionary says anger is a strong feeling of displeasure or rage. From Provocative Thought. First, anger is a natural emotion. Anger can be experienced when a person is not able to provide for their family, has been rejected or wronged by someone close to them, or that they trusted or did not trust. Surely, conditions exist for black women to be angry. Some women deal, cope, react, or express their anger differently. An angry person will get the attention of those in close proximity to their outburst of anger. It is a precursor to violence. Violence is a strong marketing tool in the media and the entertainment business. This means there is a market or demand for viewing violence and behaviors that lead to violent outbreaks. Anger can also be perceived as a negative attribute. Anger can be a reaction to a negative stimulus. Anger can be a method of self-defense. Anger can be a precursor to change. From the American Psychological Association, says anger is completely normal, usually healthy human emotion, but when it gets out of control and turns destructive, it can lead to problems at work, in your personal relationship, and overall in the quality of your life. It can make you feel as though you're at the mercy of an unpredictable and powerful emotion that's out of control, right? So this they had a brochure to help people understand how to control anger. So they said a little bit about that. Anger can be suppressed and then converted or redirected. This happens when you hold in your anger, stop thinking about it, and focus on something positive. The aim is to inhibit or suppress your anger and convert it into more constructive behavior. So you get angry about something, instead of doing something negative, breaking somebody's windows, punching somebody in the face, springboard off of that anger, you do something positive, you know, for yourself, or, you know, whatever you do, just don't do a negative thing. Have a negative reaction to it. The danger in this type of anger response is that if it isn't allowed outward expression, your anger can turn inward on yourself. Anger turned inward may cause hypertension, high blood pressure, and depression. So you got to release that energy, folks. The American Psychological Association says that anger is energy that must be released some way. Try to release it in a positive way. Unexpressed anger can create other problems. It can lead to pathological expressions of anger, such as passive-aggressive behavior, getting back at people indirectly without telling them why. Calm down inside. This means not just controlling your outward behavior, but also controlling your internal response so you don't have that burning desire and inside you get sick, you get depressed and things like that. So take steps to lower your heart rate, calm yourself down, and let the feeling subside. Now, some people do the breathing exercises and meditation and things like that. So Dr. Spielberg notes that when none of these three techniques work, that's when someone or something is going to get hurt. So CNN Politics by Kevin Liptick. This is a CNN White House producer. He says, so I'm going to go through the short version of this quote. Angry black women label that Michelle Obama has been tagged with by some is a caricature rooted in other people's fears. Other people's is, I guess, the operative word here. So he said that the angry black woman label that apparently Michelle Obama, this is when Obama was running for the presidency, it's a caricature rooted in other people's fears. It says it's racially tense accusations of resentment. Michelle Obama herself is quoted saying, "Oh, we are so afraid of each other, you know," she said, "color, wealth, these things don't matter. Still play too much of a role in how we see one another. And it's sad because the thing that least defines us is the color of our skin, the size of our bank account. None of that matters. She said it was impossible to determine a person's values from their race or religion. So, provocative thought, wanted to add on to not what she said, but into the conversation. Any angry black woman in power just might make enough noise or get enough attention to awaken or move other black women, or even worse, all women. An angry person could be someone who is standing up for themselves or others, fighting back or challenging and or changing the vehicle of power of which power is expressed. An angry black woman might spearhead an underground railroad or a bus boycott. That might be perceived as a threat to those in power. Maybe that is the reason they, other people, demonize and negatively stereotype the things that they fear. In this case, the black power in the form of a woman. I have another young lady, Miss Dominique Maddie, from the blog. She says, why I'm absolutely an angry black woman. She says she's absolutely angry. I'm just going to go through a couple of things that she said a whole lot of stuff. But she says she is an angry black woman. A kindergarten classmate told me I couldn't be the princess because, you know, she was a black girl, princess is white. So, you know, a third grade teacher seemed shocked to see how well spoken she was. In the sixth grade, she had a crush, told her she was pretty for a black girl. In the seventh grade, a predominantly black suburban neighborhood was nicknamed Spring Ghetto instead of Spring Meadows. When she was in the eighth grade, she was called an Oreo and told she wasn't really black, like it was a compliment. In ninth grade, she switched schools and somebody told her she had to be mixed with something because she was so pretty. Grade, a group of friends were called to the office and asked if they were a gang and had father figures. 11th grade, her AP teacher, English teacher, told her that she didn't write like a college-bound student. And later she scored a perfect 100 on the exam. Because she volunteered in Costa Rica, and they whistled at her and called her Negrita. She asked, why would they call him, you know, her that, you know, call her a nigger? He said, no. It was a compliment because black women are perceived to be very good in bed. She said she was a kid. She watched from the bleachers while a school resource officer didn't let her brother come into the football game because he looked like somebody that was banned from the football, the activity. College boyfriend called her a fiery negress as a joke when he ordered something for her at the restaurant because the boyfriend cut her off after she said he was privileged because she said, I can't return to my hometown without getting pulled over. She got married, and people assumed she got married because she was pregnant. They call her husband a baby daddy, you know, just all these stereotypes. So it's just because the nation sent me a message that my son's life didn't matter because they don't care about us. Because when I was 7 months pregnant, my neighbor asked me to help him move a dresser up a flight of stairs because I'm not seen as a woman because I'm not allowed to be fragile because the vast majority of people won't look my husband in the eye because when the doctors put my son in my arms and saw that he was as dark as his father, I knew his life would be even harder for him. So she goes on. I mean, she's got a whole lot more stuff she's saying about she's trapped. She feels trapped here because playing the field isn't level for a black woman. You have racism and things like that because I love being a woman because not hating myself is considered radical. We have a caller. 3263, welcome to Provocative Thought.
Hey, Carl, this is Brother Mark.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm good. I just here listening to you speak, right? You know, basically, I'm saying, you know, coming up, know what I'm saying? We had to deal with a lot of that, you know, even the black woman and the black man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I remember when I was going to school, I was taught that the little ugly duckling turned into a beautiful white swan. So from day one, when we entered school, we was always taught to look at ourselves as a lower level. And the same type of mentality is brought on our kids, but in a different way. It's not in that way, but it's put in a different way in terms of, like, you know, if a black kid do something versus a white kid, they're considered as like a thug, suspended from school, you know what I'm saying, or even want to be sent to jail without even saying, well, maybe he have a problem, he needs some help. It's quickly because of the color of his skin, you know, and that's something that we have to really address, because, you know what I mean, this generation now, it's so off the hook, is that we can't give up on them, but we got to, you know, I was talking to some young kids on downtown the other day, just talking about the violence on the corner. As I was talking to the other young fella, two other guys walked up to me and say, oh, yeah, put your hands down while you're talking. You know, you talking to my, you know, and I'm like, wow. And this is the same thing I'm talking about, you know. I mean, what is it? You know, it's, I don't know if it's identity crisis or we just, hooked up on, we taught to hate one another, you know. Like Gil Scott Heron said, we got to do something to save the children. And then it will be their turn to try and save the world, you know.
So you feel black women have a, I'm thinking, I'm getting this from what you're saying, that black women have a reason to be angry if they are angry. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, somewhat. It's somewhat to the fact because, you know, it was taught. It was kind of pushing the black women to hate the black man. You know, this go all the way from back into slavery. You know, the women feel like, well, how can you protect me? How can you protect me if you can't even provide for me? You know, you remember the term when the women was told that if they didn't, if they had a man in the house, they would lose their food stamps, they would lose their home. So the woman couldn't even bring a man in the house, you know. And that was specifically did that for a reason to, you know, to erupt the house. Because if you bring the head down, what happens? You know what I'm saying? You take the head out, the whole house going to fall. So the woman now is angry, somewhat angry towards black men. And if they look at the whole picture, you know what I'm saying, it's not so much of the black man's fault. But it was how we was pushed to hate ourselves, and the anger of the black woman towards the black man was kind of pushed in them. You got to reverse that and look at that. It's not even about black man, you know, not being able to protect them. We hate them. It's just how it was pushed on them.
Okay, well, I got a young lady here. She's an angry black woman, and she got a whole list of whole litany, a book of things of why she's angry, and seems to be racism seems to be at the base of it.
Yeah, basically racism is the head of it. You know, the reason why I can say that because I was talking to, for example, a white woman, right, at one time, you know, and her mother had never even met me, and right then her mother said, well, you can't bring him up to my house. Because, and she said, why? She said, because he's black and you know how the neighbors. And like, she said, wait a minute, hold up. She said, they don't even know him. And first of all, you know, I love him, you know. And then come to find out when she finally, you know, said, well, if he can't come up, I'm not coming up to visit you. And then she said, oh, bring him up. And then when I got up there, the whole thing changed. She started to see something different. And she said, well, oh, he's one of a kind. And now she's like calling for me every week to come up there. But it just goes to show you how the mindset of people, you know what I'm saying, that dislike you because of the color of your skin, and you know, and you can't really blame some of the black women for feeling the way they feel. But when you look at the whole picture, it's not the black man's fault. You know what I mean? Like, you have a lot of angry black women, but and they have anger in them for different reasons. But we, you know, to overcome that is love. No, I guarantee you, if you start to love one another, and I don't care if you're white or black, a lot of that anger will go away because God created us all equally. know what I'm saying? And right. And this is where I started off within myself, become a better person. I started even to love my enemy. You know what I'm saying? I started to look at him as, you know, the adversary that I'm not going to allow me, I'm not going to allow you to pull me down to your level. You're not going to steal my joy and my peace. So
right.
She don't have to be angry. She don't have to, if she's angry, she don't have to stay angry, because that's one of the devil's tricks, is to keep you angry, keep you from thinking, keep you from feeling peace, and keep you from feeling the fact of freedom of why we're here on this earth. We are here on this earth to love and care for one another. But a group of people saw fit that it was only a certain group that was allowed to have privileged groups. And God don't look at it like that. He look at it like we all his children. You know what I'm saying? So I can honestly say that I'm free today on a daily basis. I constantly continue to wake up every day and say, thank you, God, for waking me this morning. And I don't know what's my day going to be, but I say, take my will and my life and guide me.
Right.
You know? So if you're angry, I say, get glad. Be thankful that you woke up. Be happy. Be grateful that you're not in a nursing home somewhere. Or be grateful that you're not sitting up with one of your legs cut off. You know what I mean? So we have a lot to be happy about than be angry about. We can't go back and redo the past. We know the past had a lot to do with a lot of our anger. But what I can say today, Carlton, is that we do have a say-so in doing and helping these young kids, because they are off the chain. You know, read about
okay,
a girl
so
got
you
shot
saying
in
the black... Oh,
go ahead.
What'd you say? Oh, you saying the black? You saying that? You saying that she shouldn't be angry, or if she gets angry, not to hang on to the anger, and you know, be
that's
find
right.
a silver lining in her life.
That's right, because at the end of the day, anger gonna destroy you. I don't care who you're angry with. You know what I'm saying? You know, we have a lot. I can tell you a lot of reasons why I could stay angry, but from all the reasons I might be angry, it's not as that important as my happiness. You know what I'm saying? My happiness overweighed all anger. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was angry for a lot of years at a lot of things, but I didn't know why that my anger was my downfall. And guess what? I found out the most important enemy was me. I was my worst enemy. Because someone might call me a nigger, or someone might call me anything. Guess what? The only way it affects me is if I allow it to affect me. Because you know what you are on the inside, you know, or some people may not. But, you know, you have people that lie on people. You know, if you know you didn't do anything, you ain't got to defend it. I see some people all day long trying to defend something that don't belong to them. But if you keep on trying to defend it, maybe you making yourself look guilty, or maybe you might be guilty. I don't know. But when you let go and let God, I find out that it's so easy to make it through life, you know, just because people driving nice cars and they got money, don't think that there's happiness. I come to find out my experience, that is nothing but show. It's an old saying that just because the grass may look green, don't mean that the soil is fertile, don't mean that the soil is good soil. So I say plant good soil in your life, plant good soil in your spirit, and guess what? You'll produce good feelings. You'll produce good personality. You'll produce good understanding. You know what I mean? Whatever you put in your heart, in your soul, you produce it. It comes out. You know what I mean? So for any woman that's angry, black, white, or what, start producing good seeds in your mind, in your spirit, and I guarantee you, your goodness will overweigh all your anger and all your hatredness. And it's nothing important. It's your freedom. And you want to stay angry, I don't know for what reason, because we have numerous of reasons we all can stay angry. I mean, if any race on this earth, the black race is the only race I know that went through some stuff that any race was the black race. We was in slavery for 400 years. We are kids of slaves. See, people might say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. That's the past. Guess what? The past cultivates the future. We are descendants from slaves. Anybody that born in America is a descendant from a slave. And I say this to say that if anybody have a reason to be angry, it should be the kids of the slaves. because we born in a society that was only privileges for a certain class of people.
Right.
So if you want
the young
to
lady
angry,
here is saying that. The lady here is saying that you don't get a break from that, though. She says she's angry because, you know, I don't get a break from fighting. Everything is a struggle. My anger isn't validated. You're saying some people don't even, you know, want to say, why are you mad? You know, and, you know, they teach the children that it's over. It should be over for them. You know, you had the black president, you got black mayors, you got black police officers. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the problem? What's wrong with you people?
You know, the struggle
so she's saying, hey,
never
still
ends.
Struggling.
I agree with this, Carl, and you're right. The struggle never ends. It's always going to be a fight. Every day you wake up, it's a fight. Whether it's a white person or a black person, here's a good thing, right? Now, we got more black-on-black crime in our neighborhood than we have white-on-black crime. More brothers and sisters killing each other up on a regular basis, right? So we got to be careful now when we say, okay, I'm angry with the white people because they did this and they did that. Well, what about the black-on-black crime? Because we are actually doing what they did to us in the past. They would hang you for looking at a white woman or hang you for just anything, right? But now we got this black-on-black crime, so who's saying something about that? But yet, if a cop go out and kill a black brother, we protesting. You know, the cops are this. But what about a black man killing another black one? It's like they shoot you down, they light candles up, and that's it. The talk is over. Nobody's looking for him no more. That's what another brother did. You know what the old saying is now? The black man, the black youth, is the new face of the Ku Klux Klan. They're doing exactly what the Ku Klux Klan would have done, but it's a new generation wearing the black face, but really it's the Ku Klux Klan under the black skin. That's what the Ku Klux Klan are saying about the black youth. Now, that's something to really be angry about. But who's doing it to each other?
I think they are angry about that. They're angry about that, too. They have marches about that also. But I'm saying this particular, I'm only talking about a particular woman right here. And I didn't read everything that she said. But whether or not she expressed anything about black-on-black crime, are you saying that it's not valid that she is angry about racism and how it has impacted on her life, her personal life?
You know, everybody has different personal reasons to be angry. But I think, I'm speaking for myself, like anger doesn't do nothing but hold you back. It's like a cancer. And if you hold on to it, it's going to eat you up. No, I believe if you pray about it, let go, and let God, that anger will slowly come out. You know, like I said, you know, people have valid reasons to be angry. People have valid reasons to be upset. But you can't go on with your life feeling that way and continue to dwell in that, because it's actually not going to give you freedom. And the worst enemy, the worst jail that you can do is put yourself in prison. And I'm talking about a mental prison. I'm talking about a prison, a spirituality prison within yourself, because it's easy for someone else to say something about someone else, but you don't know if you never lost a loved one, or never lost a mother or a brother or sister, you can't speak on it unless you're going through what they're going through. So, you know, that's why I say, I don't know. You know why some sisters are holding on to anger, but anger don't do nothing but destroy you. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like, I understand the sisters. You know, she might be angry for numerous things, but my thing is, if she's listening, let that anger go. Be happy. Be blessed that you still have a chance to make a difference while you walk on this earth. Because, listen, I have a lot of reasons to be angry. You know, I wouldn't just say the black sister is the only one that's angry. The black man is angry. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, for a lot of things that happen to our people, my brother been in jail over 30-some years that I know for a fact that he wasn't even supposed to get that time. That took a lot out of me. You know what I'm saying? And I got two brothers that were railroaded. I'm angry. I'm angry with the system, but I don't hold on to it every day, Carlton, because if I do, it'll make me a bitter person, and I wouldn't be able to help them because I would be too angry to get out there and try to do something positive so I can help bring about something good. You know what I'm saying? And I believe that good gonna always outweigh bad. You know what I mean? So if any sister that's angry as a black man, and I'm telling you, she a black shit, she angry, I say let it go. Get on your knees and pray to God and ask him to remove that from you. Not saying that your feelings are not valid, or you have a right to be angry, but let it go because it's a cancer. Sometimes you got to love your enemy. Let go of anger. Anger destroys you.
Okay.
God,
well, you know,
shot me.
There's another part to the whole angry black woman scenario. Representative Maxine
Waters.
Are
you angry, Sammy? My mother says she's angry. She's a black angry woman.
There's another side to that. Because what's happening is angry black woman.
And I sure did.
Okay. Listen up. The angry black woman is perceived as being unreasonable, and that gives us permission to dismiss her statements and concerns. The label is most often used to undercut the successful and professional woman, a code for saying she succeeds by being aggressive and rude. Negative images show up in both TV news programs and reality shows such as VH1, Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta, and Bravo, The Real Housewives of Atlanta. They say basically these ladies have negative images, and they're angry and aggressive of females. And the media portrays black women that way. And as I said previously, you know, anger is a precursor to violence, and it's apparently sells. You understand what I'm saying? So when somebody gets angry, if you're sitting out on the street, you hear somebody being angry, what do? It gets your attention, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? That's what the media is all about.
But,
so they got these shows shows based on this about black women. What's happening is that this is what they say now. They say that black women watch African American women watch 14 more hours of TV a week than any other ethnic group. I don't know how they got that number. But they're 59% more likely to watch reality TV programs. So that's deep right there. Because, you know, while you're watching TV, you have these brain waves. You have the alpha and beta brain waves. And they impact on how your brain or your mind absorbs information, how you influence the thing by things. From Amplex in 2018, they say when watching TV, within 1 minute of viewing, the brain switches from beta level consciousness, logical, to alpha level, passive, accepted, suggestibility. The relaxed state of the viewer is acceptable to information, subliminal information, below the conscious threshold. Understand what I'm saying? So if you're watching 14 hours or more, you're getting 14 hours more of information, right? That's the media is conveying about the black woman. So it says subliminal messages below the conscious level. You understand what I'm saying? Viewers can be led to think that what is on reality TV is how people really behave. It's noted that as of 2016, most Americans were living strikingly separate racial lives. It found that an astonishing number of people, their only exposure to people of color is through their television or computer screen. So if the media is shooting this image of black women as being these sexually self-exploitive, aggressive, loud, angry women, you have certain people, other people, right, who perceive women, black African-American women, to be angry. You understand what I'm saying? So, and this is this. It seems like every time I do some research, the media comes up as one of the main culprits in, you know, promoting images. And that's what
right.
that's all
that's
the media
does.
That's
the media
does,
that's pushing that junk like that. That's one of the tools they use. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you know, if you look at the government, they have a secret society, right? That certain things that was pushed on us that we didn't know. Here's a good example. Johnson Baby's powder. For years, most people that used Johnson Baby's powder were black. when you had a baby, we ran, get the Johnson baby proud. Johnson, we trusted in Johnson. But that goes to show you we can't even trust in our own government, because now it just started being exposed that Johnson baby's powder had a certain chemical in it that was causing cancer, and they knew it. They knew it back then.
Oh, man, I can take the whole litany of that. I can take you through a whole bunch of stuff with that kind of situation.
Right.
But in terms of the media portraying the betrayal of black women, right? They asked, they had a survey. Let me see the American Advertising Federation's Mosaic Center for Multiculturalism and the Historic Black Sorority, Zeta Phi Beta, had a little survey and would ask how best to describe African American women betrayed in the media. The adjectives most cited were argumentative, 60%, lazy, 40%, and corrupt, 45%. Only 12% of African-American and Caucasian women believe there were positive images of African-American women in the media. Our girls are being enticed by these harmful images of African-American women. Some seeing reality TV and social media celebrity as their chance for success over their education. They're saying this is a serious problem.
That's deep.
So the images being shown repeatedly on the news were really shocking, says Kendra King, Vice President of Marketing and Consumer Strategy at Sapient Resortfish, whatever, I don't know what that is, at the time. At the chair of the Mosaic Council. So they're saying these images are just like the images of young brothers being thugs and stuff like that, drug dealers. Well, they're saying the same kind of thing is happening with the media doing the same thing with black women. It's making money. I know those women on those shows have opportunity to make money and things like that, as do the brothers in the hood movies and things like that. But seems like that media exposure is kind of like a nuclear bomb. You know, the media appears to be as dangerous as a nuclear bomb. It is a bomb that you invite to your house, though, like roach and rat bait or crack. You feed it to your family. You turn the TV on, and y'all watching it. You know what I'm saying? It's far from attractive. It's far more attractive and addictive. It can destroy, mislead, confuse, and misdirect the minds of all who absorb, consume, and identify with the negative images the media portrays as cool, acceptable, inevitable, common, charismatic, successful, and strong. It can seduce women into exploiting their own sexuality, vulnerability, and anger for profit. It creates role models or idols that do not inspire the enlightenment of the self-esteem. It doesn't inspire of a fearless and thirst for freedom. The fearlessness and thirst for freedom exhibited by someone like Harriet Tubman, or the defiance in the face of those who seek to oppress black people, such as Rosa Parks. A delusion or illusion of power appears to quench the thirst of the socially, politically, economically, and spiritually parched. The perception of the black
woman. You don't
woman.
Hear that, though. You don't hear that kind of stuff in the media. But you hear the negativity about, like what you just saying, they portray the black woman as loud and angry. You know, I was watching, they had a show used to come on called American Housewives, and they had one of the black American Housewives, and they had, I think they had, Lil' Kim or somebody else was on there. But it was mostly celebrities, right? But they had these celebrities going at each other, and they were fighting. It was like they were fighting, and they were loud mouthing, and you know,
like
it was all pushed. It was all
violent
sales,
that's what that is.
And everybody wanted to watch
it on the television.
Tune in, like,
turn it off. Don't turn it
off. Some people don't know how to take fiction from reality, even though it's a show, but it portrays the black woman in real time, right? That's just how she is, and that's the image that the average black household may sit down and look at and say, "Well, I want to be like her." So they use athletes to sell their product. Like, for example, like Shaq.
Hold on,
Norman.
Mark. Hold on for a minute. We got another caller. Hold on for a minute.
Okay.
Caller 4159. Welcome to Provocative Thought.
Yes. How you doing, Brother Carl?
What's up, Brother Paris? What's going on, man?
Yeah, I want to chime in on what you're talking about here. I think that there's a cake that's so deep that we can't discover all the layers. But just looking at the surface layer of what we have today with our black women, you're correct on the media, just like they did with hip-hop with the guys. You know, with brothers, they infiltrated the minds of the women with the media. But also, more so than the media, I think the black man has let down the black woman terribly. Because before there were songs out there about calling each other bees and everything, we took that and we ran with it financially. You know, it paid. Not looking at how that would damage our own women, our own household. After a while, it was very hard for them to fight against that. The same songs that they should be hating, they started to love. The same culture that they should be hating, they started to love. Now we have it, and it's out of pocket. And now we have these women who are angry, but they have every right to be angry because the dreams that they would have as women or as young girls is being destroyed. They're dreaming of having a Prince Charming too, having a household and a family, you know. But their fantasy is being knocked down because the reality is the black dudes out here, we ain't the Prince Charming and we don't live that fantasy. But they grow with that fantasy, playing house, playing dolls. And they have to look at their counterpartners, the white woman, getting that on television and not be portrayed as the hoe, the bitch, and all the other things in the songs by her white men. They don't get to see that daily. But for them, they've been bombarded with this crap daily, every single day. Not only that, the history that comes along with slavery in a black household as far as molestation, you know, rape, incest, mental abuse, verbal and physical abuse,
right?
You know, and it continues to grow, but there's no help for them, you know, so they seek it the best way that they know how. You know, they find pleasure in it. Well, if I'm going to be the hoe, I'm going to be a good hoe. You know?
Wow.
And so they become the good hoe.
If I got any sisters on the line, please call in. Please press number one. Any sisters listening? Wow. So you're saying that you back to the media, though. You said, I know you said the black man, but the black man not in control of the media. So, you know, certain people control the business, right? You're saying that instead of making that money, he need to say, hey, I'm not writing those type of songs. That too.
But every song that's out there, we don't have to take it as his gospel and act on it. You know what I mean? We don't have to listen to that and then come back in our neighborhoods and act like this is who we are. We're taking
right.
that
don't have
saying,
to buy
yeah, this is who we are. Don't even buy
don't
it.
Don't buy
it.
Don't have to turn it on. Don't have to buy the
right.
song
they
or turn it on again.
Right. They don't. They don't.
Right.
But
so,
at
I mean,
the
you put
same
out a song
time.
With... Same
well,
time what?
At the same
mean
time, there's benefits that come from the destruction of that. You got young men in households without fathers and or elders who don't show them how to love a woman. Or how to be that man of a household, you know, and give pride and care and concern to the women in the household. We're treating each other like we're products. So as long as we're doing
so
that,
it's,
of course
it's our fault. It's the black man's fault.
If we're supposed to be the kings, yeah, I blame us.
The black,
I do blame
it's
us.
The black man's
but
fault why the black
respect.
Woman is angry. Is that right? I'm just going to make sure we got it clear.
I say we're a big part of that. I say that we are a big part of that because we're supposed to be there to protect them. All other groups of people protect theirs. I don't hear Chinese songs or any of those things, and I'm quite sure they got kung fu movies that do some of the same things, but in general, they protect theirs. We drop
they
the
have brothels. I'm sure the triads have brothels and, you know,
Right. I understand. All of that stuff still goes on in the background in all the societies, but when it comes down to who they are as a people, they are protecting theirs. They're protecting it. They're not marketing and pushing that. That's not a brand. For us, it became a brand. At one time, the black woman used to be the most sought after
woman. For some of us. Right? Now, everybody's not listening to that junk.
Everybody's not listening to it, but everybody induces some form of it in some way. Whether they sit down and they watch the soap operas during the day, whether they read in a book, or whether the way they talk on the phone or talk to each other, or how they allow family members to come in gossiping. You know, that's the other part of it. We think that it's just the anger. It's also the gossip, and it's also about how they're talking, the language they're using, what's inside their heads, what's inside their heart. And that gossip and that anger, it can feel good.
Is he responsible for being oppressed in this country?
Say that one more time. I didn't hear you.
Is he responsible for being oppressed in this country, the black man? Is he responsible for that?
We're partially responsible for that, yes.
Okay,
yes,
so how are we partially responsible for how another person or race of people feel about us, or a group in a race of people feel about us? How are we responsible for that?
Because we allow that to enter our society. We allow that to enter into our households. We allowed it on many different levels. We allowed it.
Okay, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about, because I just read something where it said real estate. This lady, she's a doctor in real estate, and she said that when a black man buys a property, the property is worth less than a white person buying the same property, a like property. Property rates go down when blacks buy it, and up when whites purchase it. So is the black man responsible for that?
The black man is not responsible for it. I'm here. The black man can't be responsible for something that he can't set the rate to.
Right. So what are you saying? What exactly is he responsible for here? That's what I'm trying to get to. Because he's not responsible for everything.
He's responsible for the social conditioning of his household and his neighborhood, his surroundings. What he has direct effect on. And we do have that direct effect. That's shown. In hip-hop today, it shows how direct form, how we absolutely positively affect the community.
Hip-hop is the media again. You went back to the media. Hip-hop is the media. What you talking about? So what are we talking about?
Only
time I hear hip-hop is on the radio.
No, that's not true, because hip-hop also had a form way before the media took hold of it, and that culture was present then. And it had an effect on people. It had an effect on
women. I'm saying the only time I hear hip-hop, right, is on people blasting on the radios or somebody got on the media. The media reaches far more people than any guy saying a rap tune to his buddy. We can agree with that, right?
Yes, a vehicle that can reach him, yes.
Okay, so you saying that do black men have control over the media? Because that's the way, the vehicle which hip-hop has been made of, has been made familiar with lots of people through the media, right? We can agree with that, right?
I can agree with that, and we do have control.
How do we, so black people have control over the media?
They have control over what comes through the media to their household. They don't have control over the media because they don't own it.
Oh, okay. That's different. So they have control over the household. Not that. So they don't have control over the media. You're saying have control, like you're saying what I said, don't listen to it.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right, I just want to get on the same page, because I know black people have no control over the media. Have very little impact, except for the impact of which the media allowed them to have.
Well, I'm going to say this. What used to be the media that everyone perceives to be as the only vehicle is not true today, because we have the internet, and we do have control. And that's already being shown. Lots of people who are artists are making millions of dollars that don't even come on the radio. We don't even know them. Books, movies, stories. The content's out
there. Hey, I remember you said that right there.
The content's out there. But what we're not controlling is what's coming, like you said. We're not filtering what's coming through.
Yeah, I mean, we don't control the media, but you can control what you listen to. So the only way you can control what you're listening to is you got to teach your children, because you can't watch the children all the time. Children going to go out. They're going to be, you know, you've been a kid. You're going to go out and do things, you know, that you shouldn't be doing. So you have to train them.
That is true. The other part
to it is,
and then
hope that they follow the instructions.
Well, the other part to it that I see is the breakdown of the family. And that doesn't mean whether it's a mother and a father there. What I mean by a breakdown of the family is the love for family, for the unit, for the people, for oneself. There's a breakdown. That's not being exercised any longer. That's not being shown as a champion to the black woman, you know, that she knows how to do this, to be nurturing, to be caring. You know, no one's giving her that, hey, you're doing a good job. None of that's happening, so it's been abandoned. And when you abandon the person that should be nurturing, then you're going to have a society of anger and hate and confused people, male and female. So it won't just be the angry black woman. It's the angry black man, too, because he don't know how to love her and she don't know how to love him, because in the household it's been removed. It's been removed from society. The morals and the ethics.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Black women have a right to be or reason to be angry, yes or no?
Yep, they do.
Is how she expresses her anger an issue, or she can just, you know, go in and work cussing anybody out, you know, MFN?
Nope.
You know, is that appropriate if she's doing that? Or should she be, you know, like, no?
It's not appropriate. I'm not going to say that it's appropriate. No.
Can it be understandable under some conditions?
But it can be understandable under some conditions. Just like they do if it's a Caucasian woman or a Caucasian man or any other group out there who have been through some type of turmoil in their lives or history. But when it comes to the black woman, oh, this is just how she is. It's like, oh, no, that's not connected to anything. This is who they are. That's the lie that they're selling. And she got to run with that lie, because when she speak out against it and talk about it, they all call her, oh, you just being a B. That's just how you are. Someone else does it. Oh, no, they're depressed. They're bipolar. They have a condition.
So you're saying if a white person said it, that's nothing. But if a black girl says it, she's got a problem. That's what you're saying?
She's got a problem. Yep.
Well, that's what this young lady said. That's what one of the authors and some of my research said. If a black woman addresses something the same way that a white person does, and, you know, the same situation, I forget what the situation was, they said that the white person, they wouldn't have a problem with the white person speaking, but the black person would say, oh, that they were angry, you know. So then I think we had the discussion about being passionate with some of my coworkers, and, you know, black people, you know, being passionate and be perceived as being angry because they were passionate about what they were talking about, you know. So, you know, and, you know, like I said in the beginning, anger is a natural feeling. So, you know, and some things people do get angry about. There are some angry white people out here, I am sure, you know what I'm saying, about some things, right? So, but the angry black woman is getting you don't see a bunch of white women that are angry on through the media, do you? Hey, wasn't there a show about white girls in Jersey or something?
They do portray them in some form of entertainment like they do the black shows, but the difference is they're not perceived as the same as the black shows. It's just said, hey, this is who they're expressing themselves. And they're not perceived to be that way every single day. That's just that episode.
Right.
But for the black woman, no, this is who you are. Just like they say for the black man, when police see him, oh, he's a thug, no matter what.
he's perceived as a threat.
Well, they say that through this reality TV, the members characterized by aggressiveness, excessive materialism, and hypersexuality is also found influences in this way, and the African-American women are viewed both in the workplace and in social situations. It's not only affecting how some African-American women may perceive themselves, but it's affecting how the other people are perceived African-American women, people who don't really have, you know, contact with African-American women. And they look at the television show. It's a reality show about that. Oh, let me see what they're doing. Oh, wow. You know what I'm saying? So they perceive them as, you know, aggressive, excessive materialism, you know, and hypersexual. Which, you know, the hypersexuality was a theory from slavery about the black woman.
Which
I don't know how you can perceive somebody being. Yeah, I don't know how you can perceive somebody as being hypersexual when you're raping them. But what were you getting ready to say?
When you're raping, yeah. Which is kind of funny that they portray women as that in the media, in movies, in books. But in truth, a lot of black women are sexually confused and rarely get to show that. And I'm not talking about some of these newer ones today because they're growing up, and that goes across the board, black, white, Asian, Chinese, Indian, whatever. As of right now, they're all being reared into being sluts and whores and pimps and everything else. That's champion right now. But from studies, it's shown that black women are more or less likely to act out sexual and fantasies and things like that than white women. So that's just another way
of characterizing. That was a study?
That was a study. Yes.
Okay, so how does that tie into black women being angry or perceived as being angry?
It doesn't tie in directly. I was just rebuttaling to what you were saying, but it does tie into it in some way because, again, it's stating something that's false but giving them a title of something that's not true. And after a while, people start to take on that title. You ever hear a woman, you know, you talk to her and you're saying you out there cheating, and then she says, shoot, I ain't doing nothing, but if you keep accusing me, I may as well do it because I'm going to be called that name and I'm going to be told I'm doing something, so I may as well go and do it.
Yeah, I got something else to say about that, but that's another show. We don't have time for me to comment on that. So, you know,
I think it's what the brother said. I think it's a lack of love, but I don't think it's just a lack of self-love or going to God. I think it's a lack of love from the black man also showing love to the black sister and making her champion of who she should be and who she is, you know, and being able to give that. We've walked away from it. Even with our children, we walked away from that, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's many variables that impact on that. I think it's many variables that impact on that.
Like I said, the cake is huge, and we only can touch but one layer at a time. But this is the layer that we're on. This is the one that's showing face
okay.
every single day
in
the house.
I'm going to have to cut you off, folks. I want to thank you, brothers, for calling in today. Everybody for listening. I want to thank WeTalk Productions for allowing
me to
host this show.
You will not be able to stay home, brother.
And stay tuned for next week.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading the charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the shape of a war theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hahn, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.